This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, our friend Dan Cummins on the line right now, of course, Comedy Central and Playboy Radio. Specials like Revenge is Near and Maybe I'm the Problem. He's got the new Timesuck podcast. If you go to timesuckpodcast.com, Albert Fish is my absolute best topic.
But would you say Albert Fish and Charles Darwin? It's not on the same podcast.
It's not the same podcast.
I thought he was connecting them now. I'm like, what is the Albert Fish and Charles Darwin evolution fish? And that's what I thought. Man, maybe he should start connecting stuff.
And pull stuff all in, yeah.
Yeah, why would... the connection between AC/DC's Back in Black and the Black Dahlia murders.
There you go.
Why wouldn't you try that stuff?
Back in Black Dahlia.
Back in Black Dahlia, that's right.
Born May 17th in Idaho. A graduate of Gonzaga University with a degree in psychology, he worked as a family counselor before making the move to stand-up comedy. You've seen him on The Tonight Show, Conan, and Last Comic Standing. You've seen his comedy specials, Revenge is Near, Crazy with a capital F, Don't Wake the Bear, and Maybe I'm the Problem, and you can hear his podcast every week at timesuckpodcast.com. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, comedian Dan Cummins.
Hey man, how have you been?
Hello.
How are you?
Hey man, things are good. I love summer. Summer's getting going. Things are all good.
We're getting weird.
Getting weird, yeah. We had some weird topics for sure lately. The first one, I've gotten emails from multiple people that they literally threw up directly from listening to a topic.
Good for you. What was the discussion about?
It was Albert Fish is the most disgusting serial killer I've ever read about so far. I mean, this guy was just, he's so over the top, his story. But I also had a bunch of listeners, sometimes I'll lie for like a minute and then be like, come on, that's crazy. And then go back to the story. They thought like 45 minutes into the episode that the entire episode was a lie. That I must have made up this entire guy because it's so over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, the Werewolf of Wisteria. Who, by the way,
you know, Boogeyman.
John 5, the guitar player, is a big fan of Albert Fish and has actually written a song called 27 Needles.
Oh, my God, yeah, because he put all those sewing needles, he inserted them into his paint over the years.
Yeah, his pelvis, everything.
He'd been doing it for so long that by the time they electrocuted him, that some of the metal was starting to break down and corrode like inside of him. But if you look like there's an X-ray after they arrested him in the end, and just a pelvis full of needles.
Dude
was so weird. he went to he was in an orphanage and he was a kid for a little while, and supposedly he saw these other kids take a horse, and they lit its tail on fire. And watched it run around, and that turned him on. Like, he had, like, the weirdest reaction to stuff. It turned him on. And then later, as an adult, one of the weird things he did is he would have people stuff kerosene-soaked little cotton balls into his butt, and then he would light the inside of his butt on fire and run around until he put his own butt out.
Like, this is, and then when that the fun ran out of that party, he started killing folks.
Oh, my God. Well, basically everything debauchery you can think of, he did, you know, like cannibalism, and he was just really into BDSM. And he did this weird thing where one person that we assume died, we don't have proof of this guy, but he tied him up, tortured him for days, and then untied him and had that guy torture him for a little bit. Like he wanted to be spanked until he was bloody, and he really, his big thing, and the reason that people threw up is he loved poop.
He loved. He was a big, was it coprophilia or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And he loved to dish it out, and he loved to eat it, and he called it peanut butter.
And he's a big duty fan.
Oh, big time, big time. And the language he used, we know a lot about him because he wrote all these old letters when he got caught. And it's just so weird to have somebody speak in this weird, like, grandfatherly 1920s voice about the darkest thing. Like, he's talking about, like, eating a kid, and he, this is one of his sentences from his own letter. He goes, His little monkey was as sweet as a nut, but his peewees I could not chew. I threw them in the toilet.
Jesus
talking about
Christ.
Testicles as peewees.
By the time I got to his getaway sticks, he was pretty putrid.
Right, exactly. Ah, my boy, we're just going to go in the barn and play with some peewees and some monkeys, and you're going to make that sweet, delicious peanut butter. I'm going to put it nice and creamy and chunky both down my throat, and we're going to have a grand old time.
Jesus Christ, Dan. Here's the worst part. I get sucked into Dan Cummins' world so fast because I enjoy it. And the podcast is called Time Suck. And this is where people start to feel crazy because you are doing such a great job with this podcast.com with Time Suck.
Thank you.
That you do get sucked into the, as horrifying as this subject is, because we have to laugh and poke fun and investigate a little bit the correct facts about the worst and the weirdest.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, the stuff that's so horrible, you can either, like, be really, like, sad about it, or you can just, you can just laugh at, like, how dark and horrible and absurd it is. To make Albert Fish a little more palatable, I started having him sing, because I thought, like, it's such a weird era where, like, the 1920s, 1930s, they had, like, these old wholesome-sounding, like, silly songs, and then meanwhile, he's doing the darkest thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was fun to kind of... to change. I make him a little bit of a sing song. Every once in a while, he'll just, you know, I've got paddles, I've got lots of rope, fat bottom in the barn, who could ask for anything more?
Jesus.
Tied up peanut butter, that now bottle's on fire, who could ask for anything more?
When are we going to get the Albert Fish Broadway musical?
You know what? It's just as a joke, we were thinking about the other guys in the office. I work in both in metal bands locally, and so they have some production stuff. And we may at some point release a little EP of, little twist on old classics.
Sure.
Like peanut butter from heaven instead of pennies from heaven. Just have all kinds of fun.
Now tell me about Charles Darwin. Now, most people, you know, he's, of course, the father of natural selection, evolution. But clearly there's some people who don't quite believe, who believe that, not only do they not believe in evolution, they believe that he was a fraud.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's funny. It's like, I mean, the controversy, quote unquote, him. I mean, they call it, like, you know, the evolution theory, and yeah, did he get like every single little detail right? I'm sure not. About
and for the record, evolution. I believe. You know, I believe in evolution. I believe.
Yeah,
in
Darwin. Yeah, 92. And it's one of those things where, you know, I think that evolution and, you know, religion can coexist just fine. But then some people, but when you want to get into like creationism, where you know, the world was created in 6,000 years. It's like, yeah, you can believe that, and you can believe in Sasquatch, and you can believe in the Easter Bunny. You can believe whatever you want to believe.
Yeah.
There's no proof of it.
The new tax cuts in 2019.
The new what?
The new tax cuts in 2019 for everyone.
Right. Yeah, you can believe in that. Exactly. You can
sure.
believe in all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
but evolution, I mean, you know, and that was a cool episode to do just to learn about real examples. Like, there was this, you know, moth and... in England that, you know, we saw, like, evolve in just over a few decades into something that could handle kind of, like, an industrial pollution. And there's been, you know, other little animals that we've seen evolve quickly. I think that's where people get hung up on evolution. They're like, yeah, right.
No, people get hung up on evolution because they read a book called the Bible, which is really a bunch of fables. And I'm not saying God doesn't exist. I'm telling you, he knows you're too stupid to hear the truth. So he has to tell you things like there's talking snakes, you crazy bastards. Because he just knows unfortunately, his children are dumb. The same way my parents knew half of us were stupid. So it's...
Right. I mean, literalists, I don't understand that. I mean, gosh, you see a lot of, like, you know, trolly kind of comments on the web, and, like, when you look into certain conspiracies, a lot of it is people who just don't seem to understand symbolism and, you know, yeah, exactly, parables and things, and think it's literal. Because if you look at the Bible literally, I mean, there's a lot of crazy statements in there. It always cracks me up when people are like, "Well, I believe, you know, every word of this." I'm like, "Oh, okay,
good for
well,
you.
Are you shaving your head for a funeral? Are you stoning people who are adulterers?
Do you kick your wife out of bed when she gets her period? Yeah, I know, right? Do you? Uh-oh, did you have shellfish? Crazy bastard with your wool and your cotton.
Exactly. Yeah. but that was an excuse to do the Darwin Awards too. With a lot of that, kind of look at the interesting ways people have taken themselves out based on natural selection.
Not as gruesome, but a big article yesterday on a guy whose whole thing is he doesn't believe in antibacterial soap and he hasn't taken a proper bath or shower in 12 years. So he rinses off with water, but then he uses a new, just basic like a probiotic, like a wash, and that puts the good bacteria on the outside of his skin, which prevents the bad bacteria from stinking him up.
Does he not stink?
I mean, apparently not. I'm gonna have to find this. You'll have to interview him because he's available. So he's a chemist, and so he invented this stuff, and it's for sale. It's what's it called? I'll have to see if I can find it while we're talking. But he literally makes a spray to add bacteria to your skin, and then people have tried it. They're like, well, it actually works. It's called Mother Dirt.
Do you think if somebody took a black light to him, that there would be just the most jizz on his stomach of any person?
Dude.
Just building up over the years.
I am telling you, I took one of those lights home and I showed it around my house and I was like, oh my God. Like it's not cool at all, man. I sent one to your house. How'd yours work out?
It's not good at home.
You think
my husband's troubled.
You think it's close and it's not.
No.
You think you're clean, you aren't.
Dexter is troubled by it at all.
Oh,
house.
I gotta tell you, I was troubled by my headboard. That is not a joke.
You get some distance if you're hitting that headboard. Good
apparently,
for you.
Apparently, man. I was like, there. What the goddamn is this? I hit it with that purple light. I'm like, oh. I was over there, those little white pads, those little scrubbing pads. Yeah. You get, I try to get everything. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm a gross monkey. My peewee's all over the ball. I think I got some peanut butter on the wall.
Peanut butter.
Hey, that's, by the way, go to motherdirt.com. I don't know if it's good enough for a show, but it's interesting. It's ammonia oxidizing bacteria, AOB. It's a peacekeeper that once existed in our skin, but was cleaned away by modern hygiene and lifestyles. And they sell it for like $49. But it's a chemist that produced it for years. So it might be interesting for you.
Okay. I have to look into that. You know, and now you do that quick little Albert Fish reference, like, because I know you love these weirdos. Do you know about like the weird scam he would try to pull on people to get his fetishes carried out with the letters he would write to landlords?
What?
He would do this weird thing where he would look in the paper and find like women who were boarding houses or whatever, and he would write an initial letter saying that he had a mentally handicapped son who needed to be beaten. Like there was a new treatment in Europe, and if you specifically spanked somebody real hard and got their bottom really red consistently, it could help increase brain function, and
Jesus.
They would, you know, improve in their condition. And if he found somebody dumb enough to believe that, then he would slowly work in this other thing about he was upset because he let his kid play when he wasn't watching him when he was a kid, and that's how he got a head injury, and that's how he became a little bit mentally handicapped. So he also needed spankings to alleviate his guilt. And then if they went with that, he would just take it further and say, like, you really need to spank both of us bloody. Like, when we come by, that's the only way we can be cured. And
wow.
And he would just keep progressing it further and further until by the end, he would talk about how he needed to be pooped on.
Do it for Jesus. Do it because you want me to be a smart fella. I got to get my brains back.
Oh, exactly. And then my favorite part was, he would pretend to be a Hollywood producer, and when if they pushed back on any of this in their letters, he would explain that that's how they do it in Hollywood, and he would talk about stars of the day like Buster Keaton, different people, you know, and just basically say stuff like, oh, don't be shy, gal, you know, Buster Keaton eats 2 gallons of peanut butter every week. He doesn't make a film without it. That's
how Charlie Chaplin? Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ, he's not only a communist, but he wouldn't eat the peanut butter. That's why it doesn't work anymore.
Well, I was spanking Charlie Chaplin's bottle this morning. Playing with his monkeys and his peewees, getting real ready for a show. It's Hollywood, baby. Showbiz. And we have all these letters, and they are the most, like, you just have to stop when you're reading them and be like, what? How is this real? How is this a real person?
Well, what's the other thing? I ran across something. I wanted you to delve into it. Are you familiar with the company that used to run they're out of Oklahoma, but they're one that Robert Tilton or Oral Robertson, they basically taught them how to make all the direct mail pieces to send to old people to get them to send money, like the prayer cloths. And then once they figured out what their demographic was, like, Jesus only wants this for your eyes, not your children's eyes. They're only for your, because what was happening, the kids were finding out that mom, mom was sending all her money cramming for the final.
Oh my God.
And this company is the biggest thing. It's unbelievable, man. This church by mail. and they're out of Tulsa, and they're really, it's an unbelievable amount of money, but everybody uses it. This is the guy who finally really recreated, like, anytime you get religious mail, those big direct mail piece with the prayer winking cloths or any of that stuff, it was all him. This guy was the guy. The Trinity Foundation, 1 million pieces of mail a month.
Wow. Yeah, that stuff, you know, we have a little accessory podcast called The Secret Suck that we talk about a lot of conspiracies, and now we have like a segment called like the Wackadoodle of the Week.
Yep.
Just talk about con artists and things. And that reminded me of Benny Hinn.
Oh, the best.
Jacket.
Oh, the best. When he smacks people down, I can't tell you how much I want to eat a bag of mushrooms and go to a Benny Hinn revival.
Oh, my God. My favorite one that I've seen so far was he was just blowing like air out, and the air was powerful with God's spirit or something, and the air would knock people down.
I love it.
And it was like this slapstick comedy presentation of he kept just like cartoonishly exhaling really quickly, and then everybody who was in the realm of or area of his breath was falling down, and then he turns around and he blows air on the guys holding him up, and then they fall down, so he falls down, and then he's just flopping around the floor blowing air at people. And they just like cartoonishly roll away.
I love it.
One of the best comedy pieces I've ever watched.
Oh, the video when they add drowning pools, let the bodies hit the floor to the Benny Hinn. It's incredible.
Yes. That's a good mashup.
Oh, wait, it's out there. It's incredible. I got to tell you, that's why they think that this, you know, Time Suck podcast is so good. And listen, when are you going to get back out here? When are we going to spend some time together? It's not cold anymore. Come out now that it's warmed up.
I know. I got to get out there one of these days, and I'm not necessarily for shows or something. I'll just figure that out. I don't know. I mean, shows, I won't be back there until next year, but one of these days, we want to take the big, like, vacation. We'll have to come through
the
city and hang out for real.
I wish you would. Look, I want to come and do Time Suck with you. Just whatever subject it is, let me know ahead of time. I'll get into it and just come out and do it. I really think Time Suck is doing so well, and I think you're doing such a great job, man. People really enjoy it, man, and I think that's great radio.
And we're gonna do another show that I think you'll like here in a couple of months called Scared to Death, which is gonna be only scary, you know, kind of a paranormal type horror stories, black eyed children, shadow people, hauntings, you know, poltergeists, demonic possession, all that kind of stuff. It's gonna be nothing but that. It'll be me telling the stories to my wife, and then leaving town basically.
Of course, when you say children with black eyes, do you mean kids that don't listen?
Exactly, kids who have listening problems. Black-eyed children.
Yes, black-eyed
children. If you're ever coming to, I know on one of your bike rides, man, if you ever come to this area, let me know. And, yeah, man, would love to have you come to a show.
Be fantastic, man. That's he lives out in the beautiful country, which, by the way, don't tell people where you live what you do because they're not going to accept you. Because you're in Idaho, correct? You're still in Idaho.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I've been to Idaho, man. They don't accept fellas like you with your fancy buckler and your big beliefs and your out-of-the-box thinking. You mean you don't believe in talking snakes? You son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. I tell everybody that it's changing, and it is. But as I was telling people that one day, I went for a walk around the block where I record and see one guy out on his porch, and he has nothing but a giant swastika on his back. I'm like, okay, well, maybe the whole area hasn't changed.
I've been to that bus burying in Idaho. Boy, beautiful country. Amazing, amazing motorcycle riding country. But I met some people, I was oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful country for sure. And, and a lot of good people, and, yes, and definitely a couple of interesting belief systems out here.
But that's where you need to be. You need to be the burr in the saddle, man. You need to be the one that they slowly, I believe, you'll win them over in your town. But it's going to take you a while. By the way, I would seriously consider homeschooling.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, we have to have lots of talks with the kids about, like, well, that's what that person believes. That's their choice. Mm-hmm. We don't believe that for these reasons.
All right, well, listen, Dan, I hope to see you soon. I'll let you know when you get close. Everybody needs to check out the Time Suck podcast at timesuckpodcast.com. What's the next subject coming up?
You know, the next subject is the Texas killing fields, which is there's a little stretch of highway between Houston and Galveston between 1971 and 2006. A lot of bodies turned up. And so they think it's the work of a serial killer or multiple serial killers, and then they haven't caught them yet. So it's just like a true crime mystery. It's pretty interesting. what all went down there and some of the suspects. Then there's some sad kind of angles, too, with like it reminds you of Making a Murderer with one guy that definitely didn't do it, was put in jail by crooked cops who they revealed later were bank robbers, but then he wasn't released. There's some backwoods Texas justice system stuff in there, too.
Man, you know, speaking of people put in jail for crimes they didn't commit, if you haven't had them, you should really try to track down Damian Echols from the West Memphis 3. Incredible guy.
Incredibly smart.
He's an incredible interview.
Wow, that's a guy that collaborated with Eddie Vedder for some songs on that one Pearl Jam album.
Oh, yeah, no. But if it weren't for he and Johnny Depp and Eddie Vedder and Rollins, and I mean, that West Memphis 3, those poor little kids, those little goth goonie kids, they were just the goobers of the town, you know? They didn't have any way to defend themselves, and somebody needed a boogeyman. So they just grabbed the kid in the Manson T-shirt, and they railroaded him right to death row and almost had him killed.
Man, it's like Salem witch trials, man, all over again, that kind of stuff.
Well, listen, let me know, because I bet you we have some contact numbers for that as well.
Yeah, no, that is a topic we want to do for a while, man. That would be amazing, actually talk to him.
He is the great Dan Cummins. Don't forget, check him out.
Thank you.
Crazy with a capital F, Revenge is Near, Maybe I'm the Problem, find all his specials. He's more than just the Time Suck podcast, although it is pretty incredible. Check it out. Go to everything that is Dan Cummins, and it's also DanCummins.com, correct?
DanCummins.tv. Yep, absolutely. Come listen to Albert Fish, hear some songs, you know? Just enjoy your life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.